Just as Americans are getting used to cheap gasoline again, the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, has announced a record cut of 2 million barrels of crude oil from its daily production. The cutbacks are going to start in the new year. As the world's Aaron Schachter reports, Russia and other non-OPEC oil nations pledged to reduce output as well.
The total production cut adds up to about 3% of global output. That may not seem like a lot, but OPEC believes it's enough to drive oil prices back up above $75 a barrel. The economic downturn has meant an overall reduction in fuel consumption, even a crude oil glut. Sheikh Ahmed Zaki Yamani is Saudi Arabia's former oil minister. He now runs the Center for Global Energy Studies. He says the reduction in output is a significant gamble, especially for large suppliers like Saudi Arabia.
No matter how much they cut, I don't see how they can raise the price from what it is now to the area they hope to see it there.
The Saudis can weather this without too much difficulty. They have huge amounts of money in reserve, in cash. Whether the Iranians can do that is another matter.
Thomas Lipman is a fellow at the Middle East Institute in Washington. He says the production cut is as much a political maneuver as an economic one.
The Saudis were very conscious that a high price of oil was funding Iranian political and military adventures of which the Saudis did not approve.
But while bringing a rival's economy to its knees may be fine if you're an uber-wealthy Saudi prince, that kind of hardball could have unpleasant ramifications for regular folk. For starters, many of the oil-rich nations of the world use outside labor, and those workers often prop up the economies of their home countries. So places like Egypt, Morocco, and Lebanon could take a huge hit as remittances go down. Melanie Kamet is a professor of political science at Brown University, who focuses on the economies of the Middle East.
The oil economy really sustains the regional labor flows, so this has direct impact on the village level as workers are unable to earn the incomes they had for or simply can't find jobs in the Gulf. But on a more macro level, governments can't sustain the kind of welfare spending they've done through consumer subsidies and things like that.
The kingdom could take a hit as well. There were riots there in the 1980s when the country had to cut back its subsidies. Many believe that Saudi Arabia, like most oil-producing nations, calculated their 2009 budget based on a $70 a barrel oil. But because even the rich nations of the world are hurting these days, it may be hard to reach even that benchmark, says Gordon Heslop. He's an analyst at the British stockbroker Redmayne Bentley.
Really, what we've seen is that the demand for oil has diminished very drastically, very rapidly. And now most countries are sitting on large stockpiles of oil. I mean, there's even oil sitting in oil tankers offshore because it's cheaper than essentially trying to store it in the ground.
Oil companies are holding as many as 50 million barrels in those tankers around the world, waiting for higher prices before they dock at refineries. Today's OPEC production cut may be the signal they're waiting for. But if history is any guide, other producers might just ramp up their production to make up for OPEC's shortfall. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter.